When Jesus Christ died on the cross, they buried his body in this tomb that they now found empty on the first day of the week, which is Sunday, as we call it today, the first day of the week. They found the tomb empty. The Bible says that his soul was not left in hell. Why? Because his soul was in hell for those 3 days and three nights. When Jesus Christ died on the cross and he gave up the ghost, the Bible is clear that his soul descended into hell. Jesus bare the sins of the whole world in his own body on the tree. He bare the sins of many. He bare the sins on the cross for the whole world. He became sin for us, and as a result of that, paid the ultimate price. The ultimate price of death, real death, not just fleshly, physical death, but the soul death of going and descending into hell with our sin to pay for our sins. But he's not eternally bound in hell because he conquered death and hell and provided the way out for us. So as he was able to defeat the enemy, defeat death, defeat hell by offering up himself and overcoming that curse, he's allowed for us to find a way out as well. And while his soul was in hell, his flesh did not see corruption, the Bible says. It did not decay. It did not rot. I mean, he was only dead for the 3 days and three nights, but in those 3 days and three nights, the Bible's clear. He saw no corruption. His flesh did not decay and rot. And every other leader, every other religion is going to have rottenness. It has corruption. It has leaders that fail and die. There is no Savior outside of Christ. The Quran is dead. Amen. The Vedas are dead. Amen. The Tao Te Ching is dead. Amen. The Bhagavad Gita is dead. Amen. All these other historical religious texts and books will not provide life. They are corrupt. They are dead. They're going to give you a list of things that you can do to try to improve on your life here on this earth, but they won't give you eternal life. They can't. They're corrupt. However, the Word of God, as the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. God sees and knows all things, and his word exposes everything, truth from fiction. It exposes good from evil and can pierce through to the dividing of soul and spirit. God's word, the Holy Bible, has the power, the true power, not like these other books that are dead.